some good news with you guys. God put this verse in my heart about a week ago, and just speaking about his character. And the Old Testament is full of God as kind of an angry God. Not all of it, but God did punish his people when they needed it. But I felt like God was speaking to me that he is gracious and he is full of love for those who fear him. And when we, our hearts are in the right place, he loves us and he forgives us. And so I just wanted to share this verse with you guys. Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds and declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. God, we thank you for your goodness, Lord, for loving us, God, even when we mess up, God, for always taking us back, God, and for lifting us up and for speaking life over us, to us, God, when we fall down, God, for lifting us up, God. We want to praise you tonight, God, for who you are, for loving us, God, and God, we just want to lift you high, God. Remember who you are, God.
Thank you. Father, we just say, God, that we lift you high right now. God, we say that you are exalted, God, that no matter what we're going through, no matter how we're feeling, no matter what's ahead of us, God, we say, Hosanna, God. We lift you high. God, we put you above every situation, God. We put you above every opposition, and we say that you are Lord, that you are Lord of our lives, that there is nothing that you cannot overcome, that there is nothing that you do not care about. Jesus, we say Hosanna in this place. Glory be your mighty name. Father, we love you with everything that is in us, God. Father, without you, there's nowhere else we could go. There's nothing else we could do, Father. You are the Lord of our lives, God, and we worship you as that. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So I was just reading in my Bible recently, and the Lord was just really ministering to me on the subject of honor. And as I read through the Bible, I just saw that time after time, before someone came before the Lord, they just brought a gift. You know, we see it first when the Lord was born. The wise men came and they just brought a gift to honor the Lord. We see it later, Abraham, when he encountered Melchizedek, which is a Christophany, he came and he honored Christ. We see it again. People honored David because he was a man of God. And we see it in the temple. Every time someone came before the Lord, they brought a gift to honor the Lord. You know, and I think they did this because the whole subject of honor is a very important thing. When you honor someone, you lift them above yourself. You set them on top of every situation, on top of yourself, your own pride, everything. This song is a perfect example of honoring. And when we come here, we come to give, we come to worship, we come to honor the Lord. That's what it is. You know, I think it's great that many times we see Christ as our friend, and he is, but we cannot forget that he's our Lord, he is our Savior, and we need to honor him. You know, the Bible says, if you acknowledge me, if you honor me before men, I will acknowledge you or honor you before God. And that's what we want to do tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to come and we're going to give our tithe and offering. And when we give money, let's think about giving it from the biblical example of honoring the Lord, of setting him above ourselves, above our pride, above our thoughts, above every circumstance in our life. Even though financially we might not have the money, let's give to honor the Lord, and he will honor us before God. Amen? Amen. All right, let's pray. Father God, we just come before you right now, Lord. God, we come before you just frankly to honor you, Lord. Because there is no one greater than you. There's no one that even compares to you. Father, we just want to take off our cloaks and throw it on the ground, Lord, so you can walk across on that donkey, God. We want to honor you with everything that we have, God. We want to honor you with our lives, God. We want to honor you here financially, God. Jesus, we want to honor you, God, from our hearts, God. Not out of some religious rite that we do, Father, but truly, God, from our hearts, Lord. Let us honor you, God. So here it is, Lord. Here's our meager offering, Lord. But take it, God, and let us honor you tonight. Amen. Let's come and give.
So God was kind of putting something in my heart just barely. I woke up today and the whole day was going great, and for whatever reason I just started stressing out about a bunch of things that just didn't matter and were just, I don't know, they just had nothing to do with what was going on in my day. And I was like, what in the world is going on? God, why am I stressing out and freaking out over all this? But I think that, I don't know if it's for somebody here, but I really feel like it's for somebody, but God put the heart, put the song in my heart. It's called Shout Unto God, and I just felt like, you know, like everything that's going on in our lives has nothing to do with, I mean, it's like, you know, nothing compared to how awesome he is and how bigger, how much bigger he is in our lives and everything in our lives. Like, you know, whether it be school or work or friends or anything, he's bigger than all of that. And I don't know, I really feel like God's wanting just to lay all that down and just give it all up to him and just to worship him and realize that he's bigger than he is and just be able to shout our praises at him. So that's what's been put on my heart today. I don't know if that's for anybody here, but... Because the enemy has been defeated and death couldn't hold you down. Gonna lift my voice in victory. Gonna lift your praises loud. Because the enemy has been defeated and death couldn't hold you down. Gonna raise our voice in victory. Gonna make our praises loud. So shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Shout out to God with the voice of shout out to God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up, we lift your name up. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Shout out to God with the voice of praise. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up.
I feel like there's some people that may not be receiving this message tonight. And I just feel like the Lord gave me this scripture. And it's in Isaiah, and it says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the heavens, of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." And I just want to encourage those of you that may be feeling condemned or feeling like, you know, you're not worthy of approaching the throne room of grace. But what I want to encourage you with is that God, if God is someone who sees the inmost parts of your being, if he sees everything you've done and will do and have done, even you staying away or not being willing to allow him to illuminate the dark places of your hearts, basically, no healing can come by hiding yourself from God because he sees everything. And as Gabriel was preaching, so often we spend all day running from ourselves and running from our sins and running from God. But there's going to be a time when you will grow tired and weary and you won't be able to run any further. And those things will catch up to you. They will find you. And you cannot hide from them. You can no longer run from them. And the only person, the only being that can bring healing to those places is the Lord. And so if you guys are feeling, if any of you are feeling condemned or feeling like you can't run to the Lord, just with the sins or anything like that, burdens, I just want to encourage you to come and just pray with someone to release those things. Because as Gabriel was saying, if you don't want it, if you don't want the Lord to heal you, no healing can take place. If you don't give him those things, they can't be removed. He won't invade your life unless you let him. So I just kind of want to give an altar call right now. And I want you guys to be bold and respond to the desire to just see healing in your life. And if you're someone that's feeling condemned or feeling just ashamed or feeling guilt, I want you to come and pray with one of our leaders. So if you're a leader, if you could just make yourself available. If you're a minister, a 310, you know who you are. If you could just make yourself available to pray with people. I want you guys to come and get prayer right now. And if you're just feeling like you don't want to come and be exposed, just grab a leader at any point and just go and get prayer. But do it now. Amen. God, I just ask, Lord, that you would just speak to our hearts right now. God, that if there's anyone in here that is feeling condemned, that is feeling like they're not worthy to approach the throne room of grace, God, that your mercies would be triumphant in their life. God, that you would just reveal your heart to them and your love for them. God, that you triumph over judgment. God, that you are not here to judge, God, but you are here to save and to pour out your grace and to pour out your mercy, God. I pray that every heart would be opened for you to come and just illuminate those dark places, God, to remove those sins, Lord, and to just bring healing into the deepest parts, Lord. I just pray for boldness in Jesus' name.
You took away my ball and chain. You took away all my shame. You still love me when I let you down. You promised me you'd always be around. I'm
give us a revelation of your mercy, God, tonight. Lord, that day by day, every morning that we wake up and every night that we go to sleep, Lord, that we wouldn't forget your mercies and your promises and the presence of you, God, the reality of who you are, that you are with us every moment, every waking moment of the day, and you watch us sleep at night, and Lord, you are so in love with us, and your mercy is so incredible. God, give us just the revelation of your presence with us at all times and the mercy that's continually pouring over us every moment of life. God, that we would take advantage of your mercy to its fullest and come into the deepest of relationships with who you are. God, that we would walk in the light as you are in the light, Jesus. God, we worship you and we thank you for your goodness in our lives, God. In Jesus' powerful, awesome, loving name, God, we worship you and we say thank you. Amen. Amen. Should we do another one? Sorry, I don't know. You want to pick one?
Sure.
How about I adore you? Okay.
I adore.
Want a blessing, go ahead and just raise your hands. God, I just bless every single man and woman in this room tonight. Lord, I pray that the things that you've been doing in hearts, God, the relationships that you've been restoring, God, I pray that you would just put a seal on those. God, that the enemy would not be able to come and kill or steal or destroy, God, the things that have happened tonight, Lord, that he would not be able to retake any of that ground. Lord, we just want to rejoice in the victory tonight, Lord. God, I just pray that as these men and women get sent out into just the world and into their workplaces and schools, God, I pray that just the Holy Spirit, God, in your presence would be ever on them, Lord. Just continue to speak to them, continue to bless them. God, we just want to lift up your name in honor and in praise. God, we want to glorify you tonight. God, we want to glorify you with our lives. And teach us how to do it. In Jesus' name. All right, you guys are free to go and mingle amongst each other. Amen.